disperse the area.
There's a river
now,
that cuts through the middle of our town. It divides the east and west,
area.
But it's bridged over 12 times. That's kind of a great metaphor for this city. We're a place of dualities that are never polarities. Two sides of the same coin that keeps landing right on its edge. Anything can happen here. We like it this way. This is Portland.
Hello, and welcome to this podcast, has been declared a ride. This is Yoon, your co-host. I am actually out of Portland, Oregon today in a top secret Antifa space base. Fellas, introduce yourselves.
Yeah, everyone, this is Adam Leftkist coming to you live from the DA, surrounded by five undercover officers.
This is Luis Marquez coming to you straight from the funeral that was Portland.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's over.
Rest in piss.
No, fuck that, dude. That's a Proud Boy. A Proud Boy can rest in piss. But, I mean, Portland, you had a good run for 3 years where you led the nation. Good job. But every streak comes to an end, as we all know.
I think you did. I think you opened a show this exact same way, like in July of last year.
Yeah, but you know what? But now, I mean, it's dead. I mean, let's be honest. The numbers aren't there anymore. I don't think the average person can even tell me how many Black and Brown lives have been taken since George Floyd's.
To be fair, I stopped counting after like 10.
1,086, I believe. That's on an average about 3 a year. So much for Black and Brown lives mattering.
Hey, I mean, now people can post thirst traps of themselves on Twitter, right? That's what y'all are doing.
I don't know. I remember a May Day where Portland went so hard that only Paris, France went harder than Portland that year.
And that's only because they're allowed to get away with way more.
What?
It's only because they're allowed to get away with way more.
In Paris? In Paris? But, I mean, that's. I guess there's a point there, right? Like, I've said it before that some of this new generation of street activists got the dressing up in pajamas, right? Got the chanting of slogans, right? Even got vandalism, if you want to call it that, right? But I don't think they get the reasons, bro.
So I have a story to tell about Portland. So I was outside about a week, 2 weeks ago. And I saw PPB. I think this is literally the day after they had murdered that man down by Lloyd Center who was having a mental breakdown. And I saw a person on the street, a houseless person who was experiencing some kind of issues. Two PPB officers got out. And so I did what a lot of people do. I just pulled out my phone and started filming just to make sure that whatever they were up to would be on camera. And, you know, the cops didn't like that. Tried to talk me out of it, and I just ignored him, said I don't talk to cops. But then outside the bar, I was standing outside of a bar on the sidewalk, and some dude came out and was such a bootlicker that he started, like, getting angry at me. And he was like, why are you filming? Why are you filming? And then he pulled out his phone and started filming me and then started being, like, fucking weirdly sexual about it. He's like, I just like to film people I find attractive.
Maybe... Dude, you just got like...
Maybe he found you attractive.
He's like, that's what he's part of actually like a feminist group.
He came out with his crew and stuff and was like trying to like threaten me like just because I was filming the cops. And this dude across the street saw me doing it and was standing by my friend. And this dude goes, police, that's the hardest job out there. you know, and then my friend was like, you know, pushed back a little bit. And so the guy goes like, oh yeah, when's the last time they murdered a homeless person? When's the last time they murdered someone who's mentally ill? My friend just goes, last night, literally last night down the street, right? Yeah. And the guy just like doesn't believe it. It's like, man, dude, like, I don't live in a place that's like Chudland, you know? You don't expect that to be like that much of a bootlicker situation just for pulling out a phone and filming the cops.
I mean, I don't see why not. It's Portland, right? Everyone thinks of Portland as this, you know, still liberal enclave. And it might have the veneer of that, but you scratch that shit and it's fucking oddly chudly.
You see, you see that stuff. Like, you see remnants of it on every block. I mean, like,
four in 10 Oregonians agree with white nationalist viewpoints.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's Oregon as a whole. Or, like, Oregon is fucking, like, red as fuck.
And on the I think Portland is weirdly reactionary right under the surface. Like, and I know that this isn't, like, the best way to measure it, but if you look at the Portland subreddit, like, they all they talk about on there, there's just threads with so many posts about the camps, you know, the houseless camps, and how, like, and it's always couched in the terms of, like, you know, I don't think that, like, these people shouldn't have a place to live, but, like, I wish they'd just clean up after themselves and shit like that, you know, like, I think Portland, right under the surface, is super reactionary.
It's just, like, aesthetically liberal.
Look, dude, if you weren't from here, okay, and your name was Todd or Christian or Amber or fuck whatever, Becky, okay, and you just got done spending fucking $750,000 for a piece of shit house on like the Tweaker Quarter Mile, okay, you'd be a little bit angry too. But here's the point. Those people need to get the fuck out of Portland. Right.
Don't, I mean, come to Vancouver.
You know what? People want to bitch about the houseless having a place to stay. What about Right to Dream? Right. We had that downtown. It wasn't a very big space, but it was a space and that got taken away. People here want to use that empty jail facility. Fuck no, dude. If I was houseless, would you go into a facility that's a jail, yeah, and with doors and bars and fucking they can lock you up? No,
that's fucked up shit, man.
I mean, we can take care of that houselessness issue, but we have to understand that it's just not like a houseless issue, bro. Right? There's drug addiction, there's mental health, there's abuse. There's fuck self-esteem, right?
Side note on that, my experience with the mental health system in Portland has them uncomfortably high in the
PPD. You're pretty far away from the mic. You should get closer.
Just a little side note.
I mean, I think we all heard that.
Yeah, on the public mental health system in Portland, in my experience, they were just uncomfortably close with PPD.
This brings me, I think, I don't know, we can go a number of directions with this, but I think like one thing I just wanted to touch on with the houselessness and mental illness thing is that I think a lot of like leftists kind of think that they are inherently like social workers just by virtue of the fact that they care about people. And I think that there's a lot of work and skill that goes into helping people like that in need. And just throwing money at it or just, you know, showing up and thinking that you're going to solve that problem, I think it's pretty fucking naive.
I think it actually can end up causing more harm.
I think a lot of modern day anti-fascists aren't necessarily pro-working class or pro-poor people. That's just me.
Yeah.
You know, I right now. Oh, I'm debating if I want to give the right wing a soundbite. You know what? Fuck it. I'll say it because it needs to be said. I'm super happy the left's not really in power right now, because we couldn't run a fucking bus station. We couldn't run a goddamn convenience store. Okay. You couldn't run a little. You couldn't run a hot dog stand. God damn it. In a town full of people that want to eat hot dogs to make, you know, to be successful. Right. That, I mean, we're so off par. And the reason the police are the mental health go-to is because that's what society as a whole has fucking made them. And that's what they wanted to be because they're pieces of shit. Right? You have the society that people want.
I have no doubt that if the left...
I mean, do you know how many of these leftists came out to hear that fucking stupid douche Hillary Clinton? I was there. I was outside in the streets fucking pushing with the right wing. But who's that douche Hillary Clinton? Oh, that's right. She's that white lady that called fucking black people and brown people super predators. Think about that, bro. We're super predators. We're not just fucking Predator the movie, bro. We're all of that plus superpowers. All right? It means don't fucking walk in the jungle because we'll slit your throat and you won't even know what's what.
Thinking about the left in power, even locally, because I know that like the Recall Wheeler campaign is spinning up. Is there any doubt in your minds that Ted Wheeler's opposition, whether that's Sarah or whoever else it would utilize the cops to wield power in just the same way? Like, I don't think it would be very different.
Here's the thing, like really, Portland could have had a self-styled anti-fascist mayor.
How about no more mayor?
But that's a fucking a dreamland. How about no more fucking, I don't know, fucking no more AIDS, right?
Cool, like, yeah, fucking, anti-egg action. Fuck those eggs.
I think you said AIDS.
Right? AIDS, yeah, fuck AIDS too.
And fuck eggs, right? Eggs that produce the AIDS, okay? But that's what I'm saying. Like, you might as well wish that everybody who did this show was mentally fucking healthy. That's not going to fucking happen, okay? And that's why we are haphazard with our fucking recording schedule. Because do you know how difficult it is to get three leftists that are mentally ill, healthy on the same day that are up to record? Now, try that with...
not working, my dude.
Now, try that with... a government. Try that with a system. Hey, leftists, what's your plan to feed the cities? Because without the country, there's no food coming into the cities. So do we have leftist allies that are farmers? Does anybody know how to turn on electricity? All you little anarcho kitties that are like, abolish this, abolish that. What are you going to do without your Twitters? What are you going to do without your Snapchats?
I have an idea for you.
Hold up. Are you Todds and you Christians and you Beckys? Are you guys going to open a goddamn book and read? The fuck you are, right? Because you don't even know how to read, right?
Hey.
There's nothing wrong with being
illiterate. What? What? No, I'm serious, dude. Like, fucking, you point a map, a world map to fucking the average American and ask him to point out where the fuck Sri Lanka is.
What does pointing out Sri Lanka on the map have to do with like turning on electricity?
Yeah, all right, Luis, pop quiz, hot shot.
Okay,
what's the capital of Vermont?
Fucking Burlingame.
No.
No, wait, it's Montpelier. That's right, you fuck you. There you go. All right, hot shot, what's the capital of fucking China?
Beijing.
What's its old name?
I don't know.
Peking. See?
All right. So speaking of China, so I was thinking about becoming a tanky.
Right. And, how can I help you?
But I have a new platform. Okay. I called this the reverse Pol Pot. Okay. So here's how it works.
Hold on, wait. Before you go further.
My ideology just dropped.
Before you go further, big ups to Pol Pot.
All right, so hear me out.
All power to the polls. Okay, I'm gonna hear you.
So instead of taking the urban bourgeoisie and forcing them into labor in the farms in the countryside. We take the country chuds and force them into labor in the cities.
No, because and I'll tell you why. Because I just got done watching Battle for Planet of the Apes, and all those monkeys that were in cages reminded me of the chuds.
I love that. We're going to sit here and like write our new manifesto and ideology, and you're like, last night I was watching Planet of the Apes.
I mean, it's not hard, but here's the thing, dude. I don't want enslaved labor. Pol Pot, like, for those of you that don't know who Pol Pot was, he is the Jesus figure in the history of the Kamehameha Rouge, right? Pol Pot. He's not like, I mean, you'd think he'd be a happy guy with a name like Pol Pot.
A historicism with beliefs.
Do you think Pol Pot ever fucking smiled?
Hell yeah.
And
he was smiling along with the glorious comrades of the proletariat.
Here's the thing, you know, you can base people down into like, I think it's four group of people based on how like people wipe their ass, right? And I have a roll of toilet paper here to demonstrate. So
he actually did pull out a roll of toilet paper.
There is the folding method. Okay. You see this, you fold that, you get the width of your hand. That's a big cleaning area, right?
Yes.
Right. You get that. Okay. So that's one type of person in this world. Okay. Then you get these people, the bunchers.
The bunchers. Okay.
And the bunchers. And look, dude, you see the cleaning width area, the big hand, the little dab, right? Okay. Then you get the people that are like, they're fold, but they bunch. They fold, but they bunch. They're folder bunchers, right?
Right.
Again, not very clean. And then you get people that use water. They take a shit and they use some water on their asshole. When it comes down to it, those are the four basic people on this world. And I wonder if all dictators have a way that they wipe their ass.
Yeah,
did Stalin wipe his ass?
I think he used tongues.
Oh, no.
He used his mustache. Come on.
I think if Stalin were a priest, he would have been a pedophile priest.
Isn't it fun to be able to talk shit on dead dictators? This rules.
Hey.
Fuck you, Fidel.
Do you know what the priest gives for head?
No.
Two cookies.
No.
That's funny.
No,
fuck
it's not.
You, dude. I'm Catholic. I call that funny. In nomine Patris et Filii Sancti. Amen, dude. Okay? Fucking, are we really going to fucking not shoot at the Catholic Church a history of, like, pedophiles? Like, really?
We have so much to shoot at the Catholic Church for. By the way, you know, those churches in Canada, sometimes it just happens. You guys heard about that natural phenomenon?
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. I'm not impressed with it. I'm sorry.
Why?
Burning a church. Like I don't know. It seems like...
I thought that was more like for like black metal dudes in Norway.
Wait, hey, someone just got a new motorcycle at my house, so we need to go on record, hit pause for a minute, okay? I need to go look at it for a minute. I'll be right back.
I don't want a pickle. Just want to ride on my motorcycle.
All right, we're back.
Recording all of this. Hi.
So how about Patriot Front? Luis, what do you think? We should talk about their outfits.
Right.
Oh, so boy. What do you think about it? Like, how do you rate their look on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's like a really bad Gap outfit. So I'm going to give it like a -1.
Sorry about that. Continue.
And I saw a lot of stains on those white shirts.
Ooh.
And they weren't very crisp. I saw a lot of creases. I really dug the fucking the what's that crunchy kids candy that came in a box like Chips Ahoy, Crunch and Munch. It had a little prize in it.
Cracker Jacks.
Yeah, dude, those Cracker Jack shields that those crackers were using were ridiculous, bro.
I know they looked like they were like got them as a birthday gift, and they were like gonna go play a sword and shield in the backyard.
But you know what? I mean, here's the thing: like, I would have wanted to be there so I could mace them, or bear mace them, or whatever. But like, people are like, "Oh no, we don't need that. We don't need that violence here. We need to what? Need to beat the fuck out of them." And anybody who's not for beating the fuck out of them, I'm for beating the fuck out of you. Okay?
Well, I mean, if you did, I mean, for the folks that followed, I mean, the locals in Philly did turn out. And I mean, basically all it took was a handful of, like, citizens to just chase the Nazis out.
But you know what? It doesn't seem to be like an organized black bloc that responded.
It was just normal people.
But that's what I'm saying. That wouldn't happen in Portland. Right? Portland, it would be like, oh my God, people have to come out in black bloc. Oh my God. And then, I mean,
I don't know, man. I saw like when Vinny Cuz showed up like a month or so ago, it was basically just like people who were at a camp just came out and were like, fuck you, you know?
Yeah, but that's Vinny Cuz, bro. Right? Vinny Cuz, like, I mean, he's not even as tall as, like, my Baby Yoda doll.
I love that you call him Vinny Cuz, like Tom Cruise or some shit.
I mean, Vinny, I like that picture of him with his fucking trucker hat on. Oh, my God. Hey, Vinny, if you're listening, do you remember when I saved your life? I do.
A lot of people got mad at you for that.
I don't give a shit, bro. Because here's the thing. Oh, all those people that got mad at me for that, do they do real work? Chances are no. Because here's the thing. No, and I'm going to tell you why. So everybody that wants to get mad at me every time I've saved a chud who's got like his skull fucking busted open or saving Vinny Cuz, like if you want to go ahead and kill people and do it on camera because you're fucking super bad and tough and you want to fucking ride out your comrades after that, go ahead. No one's stopping you. All right. But I don't want to see anybody catch fucking murder charges over a chud.
No.
Or
yeah,
charges.
It's not worth it in like broad daylight in front of a line of cops and like.
So if you've got beef with me every time I've did it, come see me. Like seriously, because what else were you going to do? You know, and Portland's become this little shit show of a place where everybody fucking doesn't want to do work, but people want to get on the interwebs and fucking talk a bunch of shit about fucking group A, person B, group C, person D. Holy shit, there's still so much fascism going on in your goddamn city. On I-5 coming into Portland, there's a Jefferson Davis monument.
Mm-hmm.
Right in fucking Portland, along Stark Street, down by fucking 20th, there's a cemetery that houses a monument to the Indian Wars.
Next to the Oregon State Capitol, there's a monument that literally says the colonizer.
I know because I have pictures of it. I showed it to you that this guy was fucking famous for being a colonizer. So you guys want to fucking talk shit about people, but you guys don't want to do work. Drop some banners. Do some work. This fight ain't even over.
Did you see over 4th of July, dude? Did you see that shit down in Creswell? Where the Proud Boys had a parade, again, an illegal parade, and they started a fire?
Oh, no. No, I was thinking about 4th of July this year, and I was thinking what I did last year on 4th of July. Do you know what you did? I know what you did last year on 4th of July.
I don't have any idea. I don't remember at all.
So 4th of July, yes, we fought the cops that day, but do you know how we started that day off? Well, for me, first of all, it was a doubleheader because I went down to fucking Salem that morning. And then I came back and we ran into, do you remember a dude with a flag for a face mask that had a bucket full of like fucking bombs in him and a loaded SAS and his girlfriend who was like shaking really, really bad?
Yeah, I think we may have mentioned this on here before, but man, that was fucking scary.
That's what we did on 4th of July, bro. Like, we escorted that guy off, and then we went back and fought cops.
I don't know about the second part. I don't remember that, but...
The second part, yeah, I remember that.
I just think it was really surreal, this 4th of July. Like, there were fireworks and shit. Not that many. My dog got upset. But I just think about, like, the difference between this year and last year, man. It really is a come down from... a really tumultuous time. Like that night last in 2020, dude, that was fucking wild.
You know what? Here's the thing though. White America was just bored. Again, I believe 1,089 people have been murdered since George Floyd. White America was bored. There was a pandemic. Everybody thought that they were gonna die. Of course, Black Lives Mattered. But now that everybody knows that they're not going to die and it's summer as normal, nobody gives a shit.
Dude, I don't think it's that simple. So for me, that's definitely part of it. People weren't working. People could stay out all night. Like, I was working. I couldn't stay out every night like a lot of people. So that's true. But I also think, like, you cannot discount the amount of oppression, the thousands and thousands of people around this country that were arrested. A lot of them are moving through the court system now. I think you have to, I think you also have to factor in just exhaustion. Like, if this is taught, if last year taught me anything, it's bro, that.
Can you imagine how hard it is to be brown?
Well, I understand that, but a lot of brown people were involved in this too, and they're exhausted as well. I'm just saying like, an uprising cannot be sustained at that pitch for that long.
Okay, so, don't get mad at me when I say this, but bullshit. Look at South Africa. Look at the intifadas, right? Uprisings can last as long as they take. They last as long as the will of the people that are performing them have. And the truth is, we as Americans aren't prepared to see it all the way through. Some of us are, a lot of us are. And big ups to those that are working their way through the criminal system right now. But at the end of the day, was your golden bullet worth it? That risk that you took for your comrades, was it worth it? That action, did it help free people? A little bit. What went wrong with it? Was there no follow-up from comrades? What, you know? I mean, so I hear what you're saying, but like, as a brown person, I'm always going to be anti-fascist, but I'm just skeptical, right? Like, we've been singing fucking for 40 years, our, you know, freedom will overcome. Fuck, dude, I was born, what, 5-6 years before the civil rights movement became legal? And what the fuck has changed?
Look, man, I think you're absolutely right. And there are plenty of examples of long-term sustained uprisings that led to much more significant results. I think that when you're at the center of empire, in a place where more people, higher percentage of population is in prison than anywhere else, and a place where the most important thing that they did in order to quell an uprising was sending out checks and increasing unemployment. Because I think it was close to a tipping point. Yeah. But when you're competing against a broader liberal populace, that is pretty complacent and would need to be pushed to pretty extreme situation in order to be able to understand what Black and Brown people live through. I don't think that the context got far enough.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but historically hasn't liberalism been more of a detriment to anti-fascist and other radical movements than like conservatism or fascism?
I mean, yes, but like here's the point. It's in this country, it's white people. White people aren't really committed. White people are scared to go to jail as a whole. White people, like, I mean, it's here in this country, it's like, yeah, you fight for civil rights when you're young and you go to college and then you get your job and you go move to the burbs and start have a family and you become conservative and brown people still suffer. Right? Like, I'm not saying that everybody doesn't give a fuck, but I think if they did, things would change.
I agree with you. It's a predominantly white society still. And I think white people are most responsible. I do want to ask you though, Luis, who on the ground early on in Portland served as counter-revolutionaries? I think it was a few groups, but I don't think it was just white people.
Well, no, dude, brown people are going to be the first to sell out a movement. Okay, there's a song that I listen to, and we're actually going to put it at the end of the pod today by a band called Arrested Development. And one of their lyrics says in the song, 150 daily revolts planned, always destroyed by some black snitches. And that's true, right? You know, you see that in South Africa. You see, at the height of apartheid, you see black cops, a lot of black police officers joining the force because that's how to come up. Because when you're poor, unfortunately, politics don't matter. Dollars matter. And when you're poor, if you're an empire with endless pockets, who are the people that are going to come into a movement that we're never going to question? We're never going to question trans comrades. We're never going to question femme comrades that are of color. We're never going to question people that are of my color that call themselves undocumented, ever. So if you're the enemy and you know these people like will never get questions and will have access to the fucking keys of Babylon, who are the people you're going to send in? Are you going to send in white guys? Right.
Well,
it's not hard because what happens is like a person of color gets brought up on some bullshit like car thievery charges. All right. And then they can either go to prison for 5 years or they can suck Uncle Sam's butthole and go snitch on their own people.
To back up your point and also to also kind of defend why it's like that, though, I heard this great podcast from the Intercept where they were talking about the current Line 3 struggle and we're talking about how at Standing Rock, one of the biggest problems that the cops and the companies had in infiltrating was that the leadership or the core circle that was organizing it didn't trust non-natives, which non-Indigenous people, which was smart because the cops couldn't find enough Indigenous infiltrators. So you understand, I mean, it makes sense why that's the case, you know?
You know what? Fred Hampton was assassinated because of a snitch. Malcolm X was assassinated because of a snitch. The Black Panthers were infiltrated by nothing but snitches.
And I was on, you know, reminiscing on the last year, I guess is kind of what we're doing a little bit now, but The first thing that I was at after the murder of George Floyd was in Anaheim, California, and it was a beautiful scene, much different than Portland. You know, I was by far the minority there as the white dude, and it was a beautiful gathering, a beautiful march. The cops showed up fully armed, ready to go. and some wonderful people decided to be confrontational with the cops. And then instantly, other people came over and said, no, 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 take a knee, that whole thing, right? Like, that happened so early on last year and was such an under-discussed factor. And it was really disheartening to see. And there were some really wonderful moments that day and afterwards in Portland, but I don't think any of that can be discounted.
I mean, the truth is America has a huge race problem, okay? Yeah. And you know what? In places like Los Angeles and stuff like that, the Latin community came out. But Americans don't want to understand that white Americans have created a system with very few resources, right? So these few resources, the blacks, the indigenous Americans, the Latin Americans that are indigenous to North and South America that have come here through immigration or as refugees, they fought over them. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Because white people have created this totem pole.
Yep.
Like, black Americans use nativism against Latinos, right? Fucking, you know, and we're not honest with ourselves about that. White America rarely knows of this beef between Latinos and black Americans that are, that's like everywhere.
A lot of people just aren't aware of a lot of this stuff and the institutional nature of it. Like,
but why? Right? Because you're right. It's in the institutional nature. Right? There are two big Latino gangs. I'm not going to get into them because I don't need to name gangs or anything. Okay. One of them works with groups like the Aryan Nations.
You don't want to call out some gangs right now on our pod. Start some beef.
No. Right? But one of them works with groups like the Aryan Nations. Right? And we all know that prison, it comes down to that from what I hear. I don't know. I've never been there.
Thank God.
But like, we all have to get right with each other is the point. Blacks and Latinos have to put their beefs aside. Right? Just like, it's honest. If everybody's honest, everyone like had beef. I remember when everybody had beef with like Asians when I was growing up. It's weird, bro. And it's not because like we naturally hate each other. It's because we're all fighting for limited resources that this other group of motherfuckers has in spades.
The Vietnamese gangs where I was growing up had the coolest names, though, I gotta say.
What were the names?
So this kid I was in high school with, his brother was in Dragon Family Jr., which I thought was pretty sick.
I don't know nothing about gangster life, bro. I don't want to.
No, we're not saying that they're better than anyone else
I'm not mentioning anybody's names. That's Adam who did that. I don't know, dude. What I do know is for anti-fascism to really work, these white Todds and Nancys and Kerrigans that dress up in black pajamas are going to have to go make treaties and alliances with gangsters.
Dude, I'm having a little bit of trouble envisioning that based on some recent protests that I've personally witnessed.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you look at the level of quote-unquote protester right now, like, you guys are fucking weak. You guys are fucking weak sauce. You guys fucking fold over a Twitter debate.
Okay? Dude, half the people that show up at the protest now are facing federal charges.
Right? And that's
the other half are feds.
Now, you know what? Like, where the neighborhood I originally come from, people will shoot you for your shoes, bro. For your shoes, homie. I've seen people get shot over $5. That's how cheap life is in the ghettos. Now, you Todds and Nancys walking around that think you're tankies with the answer, okay? The guns that you're going to need for a revolution are found in the hood. And you're going to have to fucking talk and negotiate with people that are going to look at you because you're cheap.
I just want to shout out to our listeners. If you subscribe to our $5 Patreon level, you will get a personal tour of all of the areas where Luis grew up. From Milwaukee to Oregon City, you get to see all the different sights and sounds if you donate. Because I can tell you, I will not give any details, obviously, but Luis gave one of the best tours of that area outside of Portland that I could ever imagine.
So for all of you that subscribe to our Patreon at our $20 level, you will get that video of Adam having sex with
We agreed, Luis. We pinky swore.
Oh, you weren't gonna
be doing any of that stuff.
Oh shit, guys. Holy shit. We did get a caller, I see, just now.
All right.
Are you guys ready? Like, I think it's fucking, it's collect call from prison. So I think it's Mr. Flagwave himself.
Luis, right, why don't you go ahead and pick it up?
All right. Hey, you're on the air with This Pod's Been Declared a Riot. Who are we talking to today?
This is, you know who this is, you yellow-bellied son of a bitch. You know who this is.
It's Stone Cold Steve Austin, huh?
No, it's not Stone Cold.
Oh,
I'm just giving you a call to invite you to the flag wave.
Where at?
Sandy, Oregon. Luis Marquez.
It's Alan Sweeney.
You never came to any of my flag waves out in Sandy.
Alan, I'm happy that you're here on the phone with us. How is life in there with sex offenders being there in protective custody?
Well, if you're really interested in finding out, why don't you come on down to my personal one-man flag wave at Inverness, Portland, Oregon. I'll show Inverness, you, Lewis.
That's at the north end of 122nd Avenue, isn't it there? I think it is, but so I hear you can't be on the yard. Is that true? I hear you can't be in general population.
Rumors, Lewis. Hear rumors.
Well, that's what you said.
This is what you said in your own video. This is Antifa lies. This is Antifa lies.
So, hey, Alan. Nobody likes you. That's why you're sitting in jail, bro. I mean,
there are people out there that like me. Joseph Gibson, Dixie Bailey.
They're spending your money, bro. They're spending your money.
Dixie Bailey.
Dixie is spending your money. She's spending your money, bro.
Don't you dare talk about my woman like that. She allowed me to camp on her property for 6 months. Don't ever talk about Dixie Bailey.
Dude, Alan, you know what? I hate you.
Everybody that's listening to this podcast has been declared a riot. I will get out. I will be free. And I will be holding a flag wave at the Taco Bell parking lot in Sandy.
Well, you know what, Alan, I will say this. I do hope you get out of jail. I don't believe in jail for anyone.
I was kicked off of Parler.
Dab?
4chan. I was kicked off of GeoCities.
Hey, how come I hear someone in the background? How come I hear someone in the background there? What's going on there, Alan?
I'm on a collect call with Dixie Bailey.
Alan, at the same time,
they only let me call a few people a day.
Hey, Alan, you know what? Dixie's Adam's girl now. What? That's right, dude. Dixie hooked up with Adam.
I'll see you when I get out, Lewis. Gotta go get my ass kicked now.
I'll see you, Alan. Bye-bye. Boop. This call has been disconnected. Well, great. Alan Sweeney just called.
Wow. That was really interesting.
Like, you know what? That brings me into a great, nice little segue there.
All right.
It is time to talk about our favorite subject. Some people think it's conspiracy.
No. Some people think it's real. We're not doing it again. Nope.
You know, we are. Because
we're not.
We are. Here's the thing.
All right. Listener. We're going to hear. Think to yourself, what could it possibly be? Could it be cannibals? Could it be necrophiliacs? Could it be, what other stories does Lewis have?
A lot of you patriotic Americans are going to get your grandma fucked, okay? And I'm talking you five backwater fucking states. Alabama, fucking Alabama, Louisiana. All the Annas, really, probably. Fucking all the hippies. All the Annas, all the hippies, and the Onings, the Wyonings. So, like, here's the thing. I have talked for 12 months now about Big Necro. Okay? How it is a golden time for fucking necrophiliacs. And you know what? It was done. It was over. We were all getting vaccinated. We were all moving on to fucking stage fucking two of life.
Oh, God, I see where you're going with this.
Kill you fucking backward redneck hillbilly fucks, okay, who don't believe in a vaccine. Dude, I've heard some of you fuck faces think that the vaccine can shed. You know, my daughter can't go to her best friend's house because her best friend's mom thinks that the vaccine can shed. And what that means is that, like, it jumps from me to you like a sickness.
Dude, I wish. Yeah, that would rule. That, okay. See, why don't we have vaccine virus technology?
Okay. And I'm going to tell you guys, you know what? Was I worried about the microchip? Yeah, sure, I was. And was I worried the first week when my balls started to come off? Yep. And was I worried fucking week three when they fell off completely? Yeah. But you know what? I have found peeing this way, like, and pooping this way, dude, it just comes out now. You just squat and it just fucking falls out now. It's a blessing. Okay? You don't have to worry about me fucking your grandma because I got the vaccine. Bah! Okay? But you know what? Your Uncle Jeb, your Aunt Cletus, they're going to fuck your grandma.
So I love that. I love that our pod here, let me just do a little meta commenting on the pod. For our listeners, we now have a format. We've been trying to find this for about a year. It's a little bit of intro and banter, topical news stories of the day. We stretch that out as long as we can to get close to an hour. And then we just let Luis talk about either cannibalism, necrophilia, and then close out on his balls and ass. That is this podcast has been declared a riot formula. We love that we have a dedicated audience. Thank you so much for listening. It's amazing.
Do you know what? I've peed on an electric fence.
We talked about that one too before.
But here's the ridiculous thing about that. You have to ask me how many times I've peed on an electric fence.
Okay, so you didn't learn the first time?
No.
How many times does it take for you to learn? And then how many times did you keep doing it after you learned?
Can we learn a little bit more about where this electric fence was?
It was in Aurora, Oregon. Okay. And it was separating my property. What? Yeah. So there's this fence there that got erected after I blamed my neighbor's kids for graffiti in my name, Luis Enrique, in poop brown letters on a yellow house. Okay. And fucking, so then after I blamed their kid, they erected the fence. Go figure. So,
wait, someone erected an electric fence because you were a dangerous neighbor?
White people, bro. We lived in the suburbs.
Good job.
So I was mad. So I went and peed on it. And then it fucking blew me away. And then 2 days later, I got mad again and I went and peed on it again.
That was their plan. They were like, we know that if we sat down, he's going to piss off.
They were probably thinking that I would see a fence and I would like naturally just go underneath it or try and climb it. Like it's like in my skill set, like to like hop fences or something. You know, like they're all like, oh, there's a border there. He's naturally gonna hop it. Let's shock the fucking shit out of that fence. Ah.
You see the videos of them like climbing the
new
fences.
Bro, but you know what was weird about those white people that erected a fence?
Yeah.
Their kids ate dog food. I swear to God.
No, they did not.
They did too.
Dude, that's okay, fucked up house, man.
I remember.
Dude, did you call child services, man? That's fucked up, man.
No, dude, but like, oh, you know what?
They probably had a dungeon, dude. They probably have fucking fences in the house.
I don't talk about this often because I'm kind of embarrassed, but my parents gave up temporary custody of me in my teens, and I don't want to like go into it too much other than to say that while I was away in the state's care, okay, I got placed in a foster home where I swear to fucking Krishna, okay, may my skin turn fucking white and I lose all rhythm that I have if I'm not telling the truth. But these people would go to like Burger King and fucking buy like hamburgers and like McDonald's, like cheeseburgers and shit, and freeze them. Okay. And then if you wanted a snack, you'd have to go to the freezer and fucking freeze a hamburger.
All right. Can I clarify this though? Because that's weird behavior. First of all, second of all, though, I do have to ask, was there like a big deal where it was like dollar cheeseburgers or something? So they would just like stock up for the week. Cause I know that people used to do that at like Del Taco. Like they'd have like 50 cent red burritos. And so they'd buy like 100 of them.
No, dude. No. I think so. But like, I just remember it was in this trailer park behind the mall. Yeah, it's a rough spot, bro.
I don't think people like appreciate how much food has improved for white people.
It really hasn't, though. I mean, there are, you know, I don't know. But anyway, back to what I was fucking talking about before you fucking sidetracked me like a dick.
I didn't do anything.
Okay, big necro, dude. They're coming for your fucking grandma down south, you fucking hillbillies. Like, there's some states that only have 38% population that's vaccinated, you fuck faces. Okay, I don't want to hear shit about you fucking Antifas down south unless you guys are getting vaccinated.
Big Necro's got an R&D operation going, man. They got Alpha, Beta, Delta. And a whole bunch of these things, and now Delta, dude. Delta's like when McDonald's finally found the Big Mac, dude.
Dude, Delta Plus. I hope it kills a lot of people.
Jesus Christ. No.
Yeah, no, seriously, bro, I do. Because here's the thing, it's proven. 99.9% of the people that have recently died from coronavirus are unvaccinated people.
All right, okay? Here's the thing, though. Half of our listeners are going to call in now.
Good.
And say that there are disparities in who's getting the vaccine, right? No?
Well, I mean... Yes and no, bro. I mean, they're giving it away, right? Like, at this point, in all these places, you can there's not a line to get a vaccine. You might need a ride. If you're an anti-fascist, give a black person a ride, all right? If you're a white dude, give Juan a ride. Don't just buy oranges from that dude. Fucking take him to get a fucking shot, okay? And that brings me to fucking Latinos, okay? And all these fucking white dudes that are like, they're going to take our job. They're going to take our job. Oh my God. Like, how dumb are you if you are worried about this dude he's smart enough to walk here because he walked 2,000 miles with no shoes here, but he probably doesn't speak the language and he's going to take your job. Maybe you shouldn't have your job then, bro.
He's not taking their jobs. A lot of them are working in the field and dying in 116 degree heat.
And you know what? They're doing it for white people. So you white vegans can tell me that you're a fucking vegan. I hope you're happy. I'm serious, bro. Like, why are fucking Latinos, okay? And the only people that are going to get mad at that fucking phrase are fucking white people. No, Latinx, Luis, Latinx. No, dude, fuck, we're called Latinos. Fucking, I'm keeping it there. and Latinos can call themselves whatever the fuck they want to. Okay. So if you're Latino and you can call, you want to be called Latinx, groovy, bro. All right. If you're a white person and you call me Latinx, fuck you. You racist fuck. Because I'm a Latino.
You're throwing fire today.
What's the difference, you ask me? An X and an O, you fucking moron. It's not hard. Fuck it. All right. But yeah, get vaccinated, you fuck faces down south.
Luis, what do you think of FOLX, folks?
Wait, I thought that was
mine. Bro,
yeah.
Okay.
Ewan, what do you think of FOLX?
I can't wait for my week, but I'm just not being around to. Like I said, people can play whatever language games they want to, but I think it's kind of silly to just throw X in words to try and make it gender neutral when it kind of already is. Like, I'd rather not have to worry about getting queer bashed or misgendered at work. I feel like there's material things we should be putting more energy to, but to each them own.
There you go.
I did unironically once though see someone use MXLF, and I think we can all agree that is objectively ridiculous.
What does that mean?
Well,
it's supposed to be milk, but gender neutral. someone posted it as a joke a couple months ago, and then I saw someone just unironically using it, just MXLF.
All right, I think we've got an hour, right? We've gotten close to an hour.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna fire you.
Cool, I quit.
Are we gonna ship a thesis as podcast eventually? Like 4 years, it's just gonna be a completely new cast of characters.
Probably
fire each other.
I mean, here's the thing, dude.
I would sell this fucking podcast. What would you sell this podcast for right now?
A joint. Whoever wanted to make it.
That sucks. All right. I would sell this podcast for $1 billion because I love both of you so much. And this is the best thing I've ever done in my whole life.
God damn, really?
Nah. $1,000. $10,000.
Seriously, we're talking real price. Somebody out there wants to buy a podcast that's in the top 5% podcast, hit me up. You got $5. I'll give you my PayPal. The shit is yours.
Okay. I wouldn't sell for anything because I come to believe the concept of money is fundamentally wrong.
There you go.
As long as you're going to have a country, you might as well do a constitutional convention every 50 years just to update shit.
Yeah,
they don't even cosplay there.
I don't know, dude. The founding fathers were kind of, I mean, it was a weird kind of situation.
I don't know, dude. I think I'm going to go throw up. I'm going to go fucking support big porn. All right. I'm going to go to Pornhub. Whatever, bro. I don't know.
This is a sex negative podcast, Louise.
Is it?
No, I'm kidding.
You know?
What was that song that you wanted to play?
I used to be an ableist.
Oh, no.
Wait, was that a song or is that just you saying?
That could be a song, huh?
All right, what song are we closing
out? But you know what? Like, seriously, leftists, okay? Somebody out there explain to me, all right? I'm old. So when someone first called me an ableist, we've talked about this before. Okay. I thought that was awesome because, you know, you're enabling. I thought to be a disableist, let me finish. I thought to be a disableist was the bad thing. Okay. So I want to know when using a positive thing became negative. Okay. Is that like you're so cool, but you're bad or that's really bad? I just don't get it, bro. Right? And every day, white people want to suffer and come up with new things. Fucking.
I like that's my favorite criticism you've had of white people yet. They just want to always come up with new things.
They do, dude. They always, like they always want to suffer. Right, like they always want, like the suffering Olympics is like real, dude. And like it's fun sometimes to partake in it, but like,
is this about to turn into a stand-up set? Like, what's up with white people and running? Like, why do they run for fun?
No, but you know what? They are the only group of people that fucking ski, dude. Okay, fucking the slopes are not filled with brown and black people. Why is that? You know why? Because living's exciting enough for us, bro. Dodging the tax man, dodging the bill man, keeping your lights on. I don't have to strap on fucking wood to go down a hill on fucking snow to fucking, woo, I'm living. Only white people would be like, hey, I got a wingsuit, bro. I'm going to throw myself off a cliff and I'm going to fly like a bird. You want to join me?
Dude, that shit's so cool though.
And then every year there's like some white dude like Dan Stevens fucking went pancake against the rock because he went out windsuiting. Well, no shit, bro. Right?
Did you know a Dan Stevens? Is that why you brought that name?
Right? No, it's like only white people say tubular.
Dude, when is the last time a person said tubular?
Just now, bro. Two people just said it.
Like, you're like, dude, are you confusing white people with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Like, what are white, we talking about here, dude?
Like, white people get bad perms. You know, here's the thing about white people, bro. White people can be summed up in, like, ranch. Okay, because like you go to the supermarket now and you can buy like jalapeno ranch, you can buy spicy ranch, okay, and you can buy regular ranch or you can buy mustard ranch, whatever, you can buy ranch of all flavors. But here's the thing, at the end of the day, it's just ranch.
Nah, dude, jalapeno ranch is not ranch, dude.
It is, bro.
No way, that's real it ranch. Is.
No, dude, bro.
Jung, tell your ranch story real quick. Come on.
No, because Jung would be the jalapeno ranch, okay? Because Jung is half jalapeno and half ranch, bro.
Can we, Jung, please share your ranch story.
Okay, I have to blur some details for security purposes, but where I work, we had a client who would every morning request a cup of ranch, like a drink cup full of ranch. And in the notes, he specified, and he has to specify this in the notes, he said, no ice. Every morning, one cup of ranch dressing.
Ranch, no ice. It's like soda, no ice. You want more soda. You want more ranch.
It turned out he just did it to fuck with people.
Did.
But for like a week, I was just kind of horrified.
That's a great story. I'm so let down with that fucking story, you guys. Jesus. Like, if you're still listening, I am sorry. Holy fuck, dude. I want to shoot myself now. That's just, like, not a good story. Wow.
No, it's not.
I think it's a good story. Come on.
So check it out. Once I was crossing the street and the light turned green.
This is the last time I. Yeah.
How dare you?
Promise?
Yeah.
Who was that? We're all quitting. We're all quitting the podcast. All right. You know,
we'll be back. We'll be back in a couple weeks with an entirely new cast.
Maybe.
Who are we gonna have replace us? I'm gonna have
Al Gore.
I don't need Al Gore. No.
No, no.
He's too good. He's too good, man. He predicted climate change, bro.
Al Sharpton. You know what? Fuck you and your Al Gore white guy love, dude. Because you know what? His old lady is named Tipper Gore. And you know who Tipper Gore is?
Of course. She was like, no, don't listen to metal music. It's evil. Yeah,
she was part of the PMRC Parents Music Resource Center. They got everything fucking marked with warning.
Yeah, but Al Gore invented climate change, so.
You know what? It's kind of like fucking like Ice Cube. Like, fuck that dude.
Cube. You think Al Gore is Red Desert?
Like, I think Ice Cube is fucking, like, weak sauce, bro. I think that he was all talking about, like, fucking the police. And now he's talking about, like, Home Alone 2. Or damn, are we there yet?
Dropping some memes.
Are we there yet?
All right, we good?
You know who? No, hold on. They do the whole thing, like, if your butt itches, it's because you don't
wipe. Yeah, you got that one.
Okay, I did
checking
that.
Off the notes. Check.
I see. Okay. Is it weird that, like, I never mind. That one's checked. Did I talk shit about Andy No?
Always, yeah.
Yeah. Some of it made it into the show.
Oh my God. Can I talk about one thing? I love reporters that are like, the right wing wants to kill me. I love. Can I love some of this fabrication? like it's so bored. Like, all these guys are out there hunting the reporters. I'm not kidding. Yeah. I mean, there was one recently that like made me chuckle, but they're our friends, so I don't want to like name them. But now all of them is gonna be like, which one? But one of you guys, oh my God, it was like your horror story was so cute. It brought such a chuckle to my cheeks. Thank you. Like, if it really happened, I'm really sorry. That must have been really scary, but it probably didn't happen.
Damn.
Because, you know, like, I mean, a reporter is basically wants you to look at them. They're all kind of like egotists, right? Because they have the cutting story. They're like actors. I hate, you know.
All right, let's wrap.
I wouldn't call any of them egos.
We're going to rap this crap, and we're going to bat because we're going to rap because the white guy said, let's rap.
Stopped by the police, treated like a foreign enemy. Invisible barriers, segregated areas, deep-seated anger, spoon-fed hatred. Walking time bombs up in my slums. No respect is given, so dues is taken some. 400 years we shall overcome. It's no wonder that many brothers have been overcame. Beast, animals in the streets, police turning up major heat. Deferred wishes, hoods with no assistance. Girls become women, women become bitches. Broke man with young boy fixes. Becoming dependent on an evil system. At least 150 revolts planned. All were squelched by some black snitches. Trauma. 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 Living every day in trauma. 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 Yeah.
Whatever you
trauma.
Say to me.
America, home of the free. Except that didn't include me. Exceptionalism to describe this system. The truly exceptional are the ones resisting. Middle passage, millions transition. Those that arrived wish they had died swimming. To survive, Africans killed the pride within them. Now they wanna ask us, where is our pride? Trauma, how can I begin to describe what it feels like to be dead alive? And every time we strive, and we still strive. Self-sufficiency for us is to them a crime. Black Wall Street, Rosewood, huh? Bill Cosby and Michael Jackson, huh? Cops buy burgers for white mass murderers. No protection for us, no one serving us. Trauma. 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 Living every day in trauma. 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 Yeah.
Whatever you
trauma.
Say to me.
Drama.